Yes, Tim Henson here. This is the Distorted View Show. It's actually the best of Distorted View Daily. Don't worry, I'm not sick. I'm not knocking on heaven's door, not pissing blood, not going through some sort of cardiac arrest. Everything is actually okay. We're just going to do a best of show today. I will be back this weekend, and I'm going to do a show for everyone. So be on the lookout for a new episode of Distorted View, probably Saturday night or Sunday. I really narrowed that one down for you. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll be doing a weekend show for you. Look for it Saturday or Sunday. You know, the weekend. I'm also going to be producing some new videos just for Sideshow members, so be on the lookout for that as well if you're Sideshow freaks. So I will see you in a day or two, sometime this weekend, with another episode of DV. Until then, enjoy this best of show. Hey, freaks! It's Thursday, April 17th, 2014. Coming up on the program today, a retard gets accepted into college, the dumbest idea for an alarm clock ever, farting in your doctor's face, and pissing into 38 million gallons of drinking water. All of this plus your voicemails today on the Distorted View Show.
Cuffbars. You're going to go to prison and a big black man's going to rape you and give you AIDS. You're going to have a big bleeping up your bleeping.
You killed Martin Luther King. You niggas turn on each other. You stupid. You turn on me. I'm your leader. You dumb.
This is Dude. Like me, Tim Henson's got balls of steel.
If you won't suck a dick,
Hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you.
I am fucking famous on the internet and they don't understand.
Why don't you respect me? I'm important. I got thousands of followers on Twitter and Instagram. I'm fucking internet royalty. These are all things that I say in the morning when I'm looking at myself in the mirror. All right, hey freaks, Tim Henson with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. I have a great program for you. You know, recently I was talking about that great new subreddit I discovered, Today I Fucked Up, where people just share embarrassing stories of how they fucked up. I've got another one here for you. It's kind of long, so let me paraphrase the beginning of this. This guy has Crohn's disease. It's an autoimmune, you know, problem. And he found that there was a bump on his ass, close to his butthole. Next thing you know, the bump erupts and it starts spewing a stream of blood mixed with the worst smelling yellow pus you can imagine. All right, so he goes to the doctor. The doctor's a woman. He's got a med student with her, another female, who's, you know, learning the ropes. And they think it's an anal fistula. So they call in the surgeon who brings in, like, a camera because they got to, you know, they got to look up his ass, all right? All right, so now in the room, there's me. I'm reading. This is the guy writing the story now. So now in the room, there is me bent over a table, three women, my oozing smelly fistula, and a metallic medical device that looks like it was stolen from some Eastern Romanian sex dungeon. She saw the look of terror on my face as I eyed this device and apologetically confirmed my fears that it would indeed be going up my ass in the all-too-near future. I was a broken, empty shell of a man at this point. I just nodded, and I closed my eyes. Well, now let's rewind back about an hour and a half. I was rolling out of my bed after waking up to my third alarm, realizing I nearly overslept. I sprinted to the shower and scrubbed my asshole thoroughly in anticipation for the appointment. It wasn't until after I got out did I remember I'd forgotten to take my morning shit. If I did it now, I'd have to rewash my ass. And I don't have time for that. So I rushed to the car and drove to the hospital. We all know where this is going, right? All right, fast forward back to where we were. This whole time in the office, I had been desperately clamping down on an epic morning after tequila shots and taco shit. This dastardly turd was further loosened by the previously mentioned anal fingering. My mind was elsewhere, I don't remember where, anywhere but the moment I was in, as the surgeon put her eyes to the lens, knelt down to ass level, and slowly penetrated my anus with the metal dildo cam. Well, if you've never had the sensation, you'd be surprised how difficult it actually is to clench while your rectum is being pried open. So, to my shame and embarrassment, I let out the smelliest, nastiest fart in recent memory, right in the surgeon's face. It was like Satan himself was blowing a trumpet from deep within my small intestines. Her face was maybe 6 inches from my ass, and oh Christ, the smell! A tsunami of putrid stink from the toilets of Mordor washed over the room. It was like huffing the bile-covered bedstores from the taint of a mobile 450-pound Gencom addict stuck wallowing in his own piss and filth for the better part of a decade. I can't believe he fit in a Gencom reference there. But alas, how I wish it ended there. The fart must have released the gaseous cork, which was the last defense holding back the punado. That's when I proceeded to unleash a torrent of shit all over the doctor's hand, the camera, and the office floor. Without saying anything, the doctor grabbed a paper towel, scooped the dripping shit out of my ass crack, and wiped me clean. Like a baby. She finished the examination without saying anything about it, which almost made that worse, just wondering what she must have been thinking. Shit still dripping off the table, the vile stench filling my nostrils with regret, while the nurse and the sexy med school student silently looked on with shameful eyes. That's another great example of a post from Today I Fucked Up. Should definitely check that out. Now we're having fun, right? You enjoyed me reading that little story to you? Just remember that during the next segment here. Because this is where some people might turn on me. Have you guys heard about the story? It was all over the internet and went viral about a kid with Down syndrome who got accepted into college.
He beat a donut man.
Yeah, he's retarded. And in the video, he's opening his acceptance letter. Actually, take a listen here.
I'm home to open it, but it's to you.
Yep. This is Noah. Now, I may be an asshole when it comes to handicapped people, but the guy who's whispering, "What is it? What is it?" is like talking to an animal. That's how I talk to my dogs when I'm holding a treat in my hand and they can't see it. You know, what do I got? What do I got? What is this? Oh my God. Let's get back to the video here.
Well, you have to see if you got
Who's the letter from?
What, the Edgewood?
Must be from Edgewood?
Yeah. Alright, guys. You know what? I'm one of Funky Badgers, so.
I don't know what he's saying here.
Let's see what it says.
Okay.
Can Dad read it to you?
No.
Oh, just read it yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. He wants to read it himself.
Yeah, but this is my old school. But just, it says, "Dear Noah, yes, you made it. You did not. Yes, you did, Noah. 16. 20, 14, 15. School. I accepted it! Yes!
Now, isn't this just cruel and pointless? This is a real college, by the way, Edgewood College. You know, normal kids go to this school, but they've got this thing called the Cutting Edge Program for kids with Down syndrome. Special needs kids, really. Kids that will never take a real college course ever. Yeah, I'm pre-med. No, you're never going to hear that uttered from someone with Down syndrome. They can earn a fine arts certificate. You earn that after 10 hours of finger painting classes, apparently. A certificate in 21st century skills for employment. You learn how to use Facebook. Or a paraprofessional educator certificate, which doesn't mean anything. I was reading some negative comments from people, assholes like me. And then people would respond, "Well, this is about making them feel good. Making them feel like they're, you know, that they're part of society and they can accomplish stuff." In the end, is this really going to prepare them for doing anything other than what they'd be able to do without their quote-unquote college education? Like, what type of job will they be able to get when they complete this college course?
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you?
Now, I'm not trying to be mean here, for reals, guys. I'm just saying, like, you know, the parents have to pay the tuition. There are no federal grant or loan options to send your retard off to school. Why not save yourself thousands and thousands of dollars and just take your kid to Chuck E. Cheese? You go there once or twice a week for dinner or something, call it night school. They won't know the difference. Got another video here of a kid who received an acceptance letter. Everyone can get in. If you can pay, you're accepted. I think that's how it goes. All right. He's having trouble opening the letter. Okay, here we go. Read the letter there, Ryan. Having trouble reading it. Ryan, come on, look alive, buddy. He doesn't know what he's looking at. He's trying to find words he can read.
What's it say?
Daddy, why don't you read it to him?
Yeah.
What's that first word right there?
Watch it be A. V.
Let's have a quit.
Let's settle a quit? What? It's not written in French.
Let's have a quit.
It says congratulations.
The word you're looking for is congratulations. Yep, your college material. He's going into law. See, I have no problem with, you know, building up their confidence, making them feel good, having them go to school. But a real college? You know, we should be pissed off at these universities who are accepting the Down syndrome kids, because you know it's just a grab for money. The parents have to pay, you know, tuition and shit for these kids. And what are they going to take home? A certificate in Lego building? A PhD in hugs? Seriously, come on. Obviously, she was accepted into Stanford's music program.
My love means to me, you are my friend. You are my friend. I do my best like you. I love you.
Okay, thank you. If you thought that was retarded, wait till you hear what's coming up next. I'd like to introduce you all to the old Patriot. What the hell's the old Patriot? It's a brand new alarm clock. That's right, it's time to get excited about alarm clocks again. When's the last time anyone has ever gotten excited about an alarm clock? Never. I mean, it's one of those things you need to have, right? Because you gotta wake up for school or work or whatever. But if your alarm clock broke, you probably wouldn't even rush out and buy another one. You'd say, well, fuck it, I'll just use my cell phone. And really, your phone works just as well as a regular alarm clock. And then maybe a month or 2 months down the road, you're at Target, and you're walking down an aisle. Oh, yeah, I need an alarm clock. All right, this one's cheap. This one's on sale. I'll pick it up. And that's how you buy an alarm clock. I mean, there are some cooler, more expensive alarm clocks, you know, that have, like, cell phone docks and shit like that. But really, you know, if I was going to introduce a new product, like if I was trying to become a millionaire, I sure as fuck wouldn't introduce an alarm clock. Especially one that doesn't really have any innovative features. That's what's so great about the old Patriot. It does absolutely nothing. All right, this is the old Patriot. This is, by the way, this is posted on YouTube. It's a 17-minute advertisement for an alarm clock.
On the box. The product's name is Old Patriot 1 Alarm on AM/FM radio. It uses embedded national anthems.
Yes, it's an alarm clock that plays national anthems. Oh, this just keeps getting better. I love that the name of the product is the Old Patriot 1, because that sort of indicates that there's going to be an Old Patriot 2. And I can guarantee you, there's not going to be an Old Patriot 2. So this alarm clock has a small base. You know, and by the way, what's great is it's an alarm clock, but it's got kind of like a watch-sized LED. Like, it's very small. I don't even think it's backlit. If it's in the middle of the night and you need to check the time, you're shit out of luck. All right, so that's on the base. And then protruding from the base is like a small, like, plastic white tower. And there's the American flag sticking out of it. And it's got a blower.
so that it's the flag actually waves. That's the big innovation here. It's got a flag, and you can remove the American flag and put whatever, you know, nationality flag you want, and you can change the national anthem. There's 20 national anthems programmed into the old Patriot, which is completely dumb and useless, right? It's not like you're going to be cycling through the various national anthems. You know, if you are a super patriot, okay, you're going to play the our national anthem, and that's going to be it.
Also flies your favorite national flag when the alarm comes on.
That's what you want to hear in the morning.
It is a unique product. This product is intended to bring out the pride and joy in you when you wake up to go to work or meet your daily appointments. I'm going to go ahead and give you the opportunity to meet the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for me.
All right, so now we're going to meet the Vice President, who's going to talk more about this dumb alarm clock. By the way, I'm looking at this thing. I got to make today just a screenshot of this video as today's album artwork so you can actually see this dumb thing. But so you got the tiny LCD screen, and then above that on the tower, there's like 7 different lights that light up. Charging, not charging, ready. It's just completely needlessly complicated.
Like Lena has told you, it uses embedded national anthems as wake-up sound. 20 countries' national anthem, which is embedded on the chips.
Again, that's great, but no one is ever going to want to play more than 1, maybe 2 national anthems.
A selectable control panel, which is a black piece.
Oh, it's also got an AM/FM radio. Welcome to 1985. All right, you sold me.
Now, you're probably thinking, why should I buy another one? Or why should I have another one?
Yeah.
Well,
specifically that one. It's an alarm clock, but it's bad at the one thing it's supposed to do.
This is one of the kind. That's the reason. Having a collective item, I mean a rare collective item, in your living room.
Oh, now it's a collector's item, okay.
Your office, your bookshelves, to show everybody how much you love your country.
This might work if they got Dale Earnhardt Jr. as their spokesperson. You know, like NASCAR guy, someone who could appeal to folks down in the South. All right, I want to finish this up here. I want to hear what this sounds like, though.
Turn on the system.
Yes, turn on the system, please.
So we can see what happens. Now I have the flag waving, but that's the wrong national anthem, so let's select the right one and find a good old USA.
Oh, it sounds awful. So you don't even know what anthem is coming up next, you just have to keep cycling through them.
Here we go. And now I can adjust the way the flag flies in high wind, and we can see that.
Yeah, it's got a little blower, which would kind of be cool, because if you sat it next to your on your nightstand, you, like if it was a fan as well, that would be kind of cool, because you know it gets hot at night or whatever, but it just blows a little bit just to make the flag wave. And then there's a voice recording feature, so in the middle, I guess this is kind of a cool product. You sold me on the old Patriot one. You can record a voice message. So in the middle of the night, if you think of something you need to do, you can press a button and record yourself. I'm sure the quality is brilliant. Actually, I have an example here of that. This guy recorded a message.
Show you the versatility.
Sounds like you're ordering food from a McDonald's drive-thru. All right. There you go. That's the old Patriot one from Amalahala Systems. I did a quick search on the internet to see if anyone was selling these things. Can't find it at all. So they really are collector's items. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. If you're you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, shame on you. Sign up right now. Become a super freak. It is Distorted View's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of shows. Well over 2,000 programs. As a matter of fact, I'm re-uploading some of the archives that were corrupted. And so now 2004 through 2012 Zip archives are working. Thousands of shows for you to listen to. Plus, every week we do extended programs, exclusive shows, video casts, and other perks. For instance, I'm giving away Distorted View posters. You just go there, you click on the free poster, you enter your address, you just pay for shipping and handling, and I send you off a poster. It's as easy as that. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. You know, we did an exclusive program yesterday, got another exclusive program tomorrow. Also going to be doing a weekend program just for Sideshow members. So, you know, it's very inexpensive and it's worth all of the extra perks you get. All right, superfreaksideshow.com is the address there. Three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, in El Paso, Texas, many parents are scratching their heads over a fourth grade homework assignment handed out on Tuesday, but not because they can't understand it. Parents of a group of students at Pasadale Elementary School are angry with a teacher for sending their children home with what they call an inappropriate reading assignment. Uh-oh. One parent says it was supposed to be an assignment done in class, but when some of the kids didn't finish it in time, they took it home. And that's when their parents said they noticed something wasn't right. Ursula Silverstein said her 10-year-old daughter's fourth-grade teacher asked the class to read a series of paragraphs and then answer questions about what each situation meant. An exercise in reading comprehension, really understanding what you're reading. The problem is, Silverstein said, parts of the assignment were inappropriate. I have a transcript here of one of the paragraphs and the questions that were included in the assignment. So let me read you what the kids had to read. Can I get some dramatic music, please? Ruby sat on the bed she shared with her husband, holding a hair clip. There was something mysterious and powerful about the cheaply manufactured neon clip that she was fondling suspiciously. She didn't recognize the hair clip. It was too big to be their daughter's, and Ruby was sure that it wasn't hers. Husband's cheating on her. All right. She hadn't had friends over in weeks. But there was this hair clip, little and green, with a few long black hair strands caught in it. Ruby ran her fingers through her own blonde hair. She had just been vacuuming when she noticed this small, bright green object under the bed. Now their life would never be the same. She would wait there until Mike returned home. Question one. Why is Ruby so affected by the hair clip? Anyone know the answer to that? Anyone? Ashley, I see your hand up. Go ahead. It means that Mike was porking another broad. Yes, Mike was porking another broad. And where was he porking another broad? Tommy, do you know? In the bed he shared with his wife. Yes, in the bed he shared with his wife. Question number two. How has the hair clip affected Ruby's relationship? She's going to cut off Mike's cock? Yes, she's probably going to cut off Mike's cock. All right, I'm not making this up. This is what actually was on the assignment. I think life situations like that should be taught at home, not at school. I don't think it should be taught anywhere. Why would the teacher give them that type of assignment, you know? It could be something about nature or planets, but something about that, it's very inappropriate, said another parent. Oh, I've got another example. Here's another question. Okay, here is the next reading paragraph these children had to try to understand. Can I get some dramatic music, please? Some really sad dramatic music. Thank you. Valerie opened the letter from the military department. Yes! All right, dead soldiers. Let's do this. All right. I'm sorry. I mean, just that first sentence, you know exactly what's coming. I have good reading comprehension. All right. I'm not going to be able to do this with a straight face. All right. Oh, dead soldiers has never been funnier. Valerie opened the letter from the military department. She felt the pit of her stomach drop to the bottom of the earth before she even opened it. Little fourth grade kids reading it. She felt the pit of her stomach drop to the bottom of the earth before she even opened it. She knew it was news about John. As she read the first line, she thought of all of the lunches she had packed him, and all the nights she tucked him into his bed and warded off the nighttime monsters. The man carrying the flag... I'm sorry, freaks. The man carrying the flag put his hand on her shoulder. She thought of the day that John signed up for the military. Her tears wet the letter. She stopped reading after the first line. Question one, what does the letter say? And question two, what is Valerie's relationship to John? All right, okay, one more passage. One more. Give me some more dramatic music, some angry dramatic music. Tommy! Mom called out as she walked in the front door. Tommy! She continued shouting. I sure could use some help with these groceries. There was still no reply. Mom walked into the kitchen. You think Tommy's dead? Mom found Tommy's blood-soaked body lying on the ground. Okay, Mom walked into the kitchen, put the grocery bags down on the counter when she noticed shattered glass from the picture window all over the living room floor and a baseball not far from there. I'm gonna kill you, Tommy! Mom yelled to herself as she realized that Tommy's shoes were gone. That one's really not that bad. I mean, how many times have your parents said, I'm gonna kill him, I'm gonna kill you? Some boneheaded shit that you did. Teachers at Pasadena Elementary do have to submit lesson plans for approval, but a district spokesperson said not all assignments are reviewed. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. A dipshit in Portland pissed in a water reservoir, and now the city has to drain 38 million gallons of water. Yes, though they concede it's unlikely the public was endangered, officials in Portland have decided to drain 38 million gallons of water from a reservoir after a young man was observed urinating into it on Wednesday. Three unidentified men were cited for trespassing after being stopped at the site early Wednesday morning. One was also cited for public urination. The district attorney's office will decide whether to pursue criminal charges. After Portland Water Bureau officials saw what happened, they decided the water in the kidney-shaped reservoir needed to go. According to the Oregonian, I don't know how to pronounce that, it's their newspaper, Portland City Commissioner Nick Fish says flushing 38 million gallons of water after a man urinated in the Mount Tabor Reservoir system is the correct call, even if it prompts complaints the city is overacting or wasting water. I didn't have a choice, Fish said, according to the newspaper. I don't have the luxury of slicing it too thin when there's potential risk, however small, to public health. Frankly, it's one of those calls where you know you're likely to be criticized no matter what. The professionals who report to me all said, dump the water, don't take any chance. It's the conservative but correct call. The open reservoir at the facility hold water that's already been treated and goes directly into mains for distribution to customers. No one wants to drink tainted piss water. This isn't the first time Portland has dealt with such problems. In 2011, a man was caught after urinating into the reservoir. He pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge of misuse of a reservoir. His punishment was 24 hours of community service at a local food pantry. That's a mere slap on the wrist. What do you think? How much that's going to cost? Like, 38 million gallons? That's a lot of money to treat all that water and shit. Make that little fucker pay. All right, final story we have for you. This is a short one. In Arizona, a 21-year-old mother with 64 Twitter followers pleaded, I don't know what that has to do with anything, pleaded guilty to smoking marijuana and driving home with her baby on the roof of her car back in 2012. Catalina Clouser, age 19 at the time of the incident, received a sentence of 16 years of probation related to the charges of child abuse and driving under the influence. Earlier in the evening, she was with her then-boyfriend, 19-year-old Manuel Pena, who admitted to the arresting officer that he smoked 3 to 4 blunts. Clouser presumably took part in the generous pot-smoking session. Clouser drove 12 miles before realizing her child was in a car seat on the roof of her vehicle. I can't believe the car seat didn't fall, you know? Or, you know, when she made a turn, tumble? She initially pleaded not guilty, but has since revised her statement. On Wednesday, she told County Superior Judge Cynthia Bailey that she is deserving of the punishment. I just want to say, I do know that what I did was horrible. Glad you figured that one out. What, does she want a slow clap from us or something? Yes, driving away stone while your toddler is on the roof of your car is not good. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, 206-666-4463. That is our voicemail line. Call in, say hi. Maybe you have a comment about one of these dumb stories I read. Whatever.
Number one, about this plane trail, that makes no sense. If it was honestly by the government and the particles or whatever was controlling our mind,
right?
You honestly think...
He's talking about chemtrails. I think this is a guy calling in. Yeah, we talked about chemtrails. It's this dumb conspiracy. Whenever you see a jet or, you know, plane fly overhead, you always see that little strip of, like, cloud, smoke or cloud or whatever. That's a condensation from the plane, the engine or whatever. But some people believe it's really the government spraying chemicals down upon us.
And the particles or whatever was controlling our mind. Do you honestly think that they would allow us to know that if they were controlling our mind?
Well, no, they wouldn't allow us to know that, but...
When the particles or whatever, you know, like, take control of our mind or whatever, like, this hearts out here, people that have no idea what they're talking about.
Well, yeah.
And just scaring children.
Scaring children.
I, myself, don't believe anything that's going on here.
All right.
I think everybody just needs to calm down.
Everyone, just calm. Listen to this kid. Calm down.
Because there will be a war soon. Goodbye.
Wait, what? I don't know. I like this caller. Please call in every day. I need to hear more of your opinions. Like, he kind of makes sense, and then he loses me.
Timothy James, Dick Piculon Henson, this is Brother O'Payne of the Crack Sacula Church and of the Scrotum Club.
Oh, right.
And in response to a story.
How can I become a card-carrying member of the Scrotum Club? I have a scrotum. Does that entitle me to a membership?
From your April 3rd podcast where you're talking about that alcoholic stenographer who fucked and screwed up all those cases in Manhattan.
Yeah.
You know, as somebody who has an evil twin that's an alcoholic who's worked in those courts, I can tell you from conjecture that it's really not that hard to be a fucking stenographer there.
Stenographer, not a sternographer.
Everyone talks really slowly.
I dictate the Howard Stern Show every day. I transcribe it. I'm a sternographer. No, it's a stenographer.
It's really not that hard to be a fucking stenographer there. Everyone talks really slowly and really loudly because the ancient judges are always like, "Ah, sorry, boy, because you were paid that. I didn't have to do that." So, you know, that guy's just a fucking moron for nothing.
Why do they even need stenographers anymore? Just fucking record what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, and then we can just play back the whole goddamn court hearing. They do that anyway, right? They record what's going on in the courtroom. Like, not broadcast it or anything, but just save it in case shit like this happens. It's always good to have a backup. All right. Well, thank you very much for your call. Next up.
Hey, Tim. It's me, Trippy Jackalope, calling in. I'm just calling in because I don't give a fuck that you give us a best-of show today. I'm actually quite happy that you did this amazing video cast.
Oh, yeah.
And you uploaded it for us freaks.
Of course. The Sideshow Freaks got a DV log. Actually, I've posted two DV logs since this guy's called.
Don't be train wrecked. Aside from that, I'm pretty stoked about what's going on with your feed now, and I'm getting more and more excited for more than once.
Okay.
Whenever you'll be ready to do live shows, because that'll be awesome to either call in.
Next month, I'm going to be doing some live shows. I'll be doing a buttload of them towards the end of the month. I'm shooting for towards the end of May.
On Skype. Or
yeah, I'll be up on Skype so you guys will be able to call into the show.
Second, and I'm also quite happy because you're doing the archives like you said, and oh my god, listening to old shit from you, it doesn't get old. It doesn't get old.
This point of view is really timeless.
All right, Timmy.
All right.
Have a great day. I hope you're feeling better or whatever the hell happened.
No, I was fine. I just, I was out of town. Not too far out of town. I had to go to, like, the next county over or something, helping out a friend.
All right, Tim, I'm going to keep this as condensed as possible because you get bored really easy, and I haven't...
Now, he says this, but this is, like, the longest voicemail I've received in a while. It's, like, 3 minutes long.
I haven't listened to a show in a very long time. Oh. You're still getting my fucking money every month, but that's okay. So let's
recap. You don't listen to this program, but you've got something important to say that's 3 minutes in length.
I had another sexual exploit, but this one is not worth Taco Bell. This is worth a crispy potato soft taco and a frutista. That's it. That's all I got, because this is not a fucking triumph. I can check a couple of things off a bucket list. One, I fucked a bitch who responded to my ad on Craigslist. That's very rare. Typically, it's bold women, fat women, or guys going, "Yo, man, you ever let another guy suck on your dick?" And clearly not, dude.
Come on, open your mind.
Dude, because you need to find...
You need to relax. Let a guy suck you off. Come on.
Find Grindr. Like, you need to find Jesus. And, God damn it. I don't want your balls touching my balls. Period. I've thought about being gay. And you know what? I can fuck asses. I can fuck asses till I'm blue in the face. But I don't want another man's balls touching my balls. That's the one thing I can't do, period. So, that's...
Well, it's not like gay guys rub balls together.
That's cool. Check number one. The other one, I finally fuck a lesbian. And she's an ex-lesbian. She's a stoner who's from...
First of all, that's not a huge accomplishment, because there are a lot of women who go back and forth.
Miami. She's like a thicker, smaller version of Michelle Rodriguez. Mm. And she hasn't had a dude since... She was 17.
Got out of prison.
So I'm the first dick that she's had in like 4 years.
Oh.
And I swear to God, her pussy was like that of a 10-year-old. It was like...
How would you know what a 10-year-old's pussy's like?
Fucking Michael Jackson's mouth after he smoked a ton of weed. And I'm not talking vitiligo Michael Jackson. I'm talking 6-year-old ABC123 Michael Jackson. It was dry. It was way too tight. And it was like I was wearing a fucking size youth small t-shirt, only in my fucking genitals, man. It was so uncomfortable, and oh, God, I couldn't even get off. It was the worst.
Do you expect sympathy from me or from any of the freaks? You got laid. Laid from a woman who has a tight pussy. If you can't figure out some way to make that work, that's on you, my friend.
20 minutes.
Okay, it was dry. That's what lube is for.
...of my life. And I wanted a submissive female. That was what the post was about. I'm a dominant male looking for a kinky, submissive female. And I swear to God, if you ever have a girl... not you, but, you know... Somebody,
you should send me your Craigslist post. I'll have my mom read it on the air.
...somebody else. And you have a girl that you suck on their tits too hard, or you smack their ass too hard, or pull their hair too hard, and they go, "Ooh, go slow! Be gentle!" That does not make a submissive. That makes you a selfish fucking bottom. And it makes you an experimental one. That's fine.
Sounds like you need a man. A man's man.
That's fun. Oh. I love you for it. But that does not make you a submissive. Know what the fuck you're talking about. That makes you a selfish bottom. So I can say I had one of those.
Well, that doesn't sound very good in Craigslist ads. I'm a selfish bottom.
I did have gay sex. I had sex with an ex-homosexual who was a selfish bottom. So I can say I had sex with a selfish bottom. Yes? No?
Okay. I can't believe I played his entire voicemail. I was kind of enthralled by this. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it OGOD?
I am accepted! Yeah!
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Sign up for the Sideshow, because I've got a program for you tomorrow and on Saturday. They are going to be Sideshow exclusive. Otherwise, I will see you back on Monday to start a new week of programs. Until then, bye, everybody!
Sound speaks louder than words sometimes, but not everybody listens. You've been held to all who always shut your mouth. Sound speaks louder than words sometimes, but not everybody listens. You've been held to all who always shut their mouth.
Mom, I need to talk to you about a loan.
Is it for drugs?
No. No, it's not for drugs. I lost my job.
But you shouldn't have any trouble finding another job, Sugar Booger.
No, see, I tried. I applied for every single opening in my field, but there's nothing right now.
Well, then I hate to say it, but times are hard. You're just gonna have to swallow your pride. Why don't you get a job at Burgerama? They'll hire you. My lord, I saw on the TV they had this little retarded boy working the cash register.
Because I'm not retarded, Mom. I was valedictorian of my university.
Well, you don't have to put that down on your application.